This is a News Radio 1440 podcast.
John 8:31 and 32. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free."
Welcome back. You are listening to Tactics on News Radio 1440 and newsradio1440.com. 860-1440. That is the way to get in touch with me. Although we do have a full bank of calls right now, we're kind of operating off just two phone lines right now. Unfortunately, we're trying to get line one fixed, but we'll do that as quickly as possible. We do have James coming in, though, on line two. Good morning, James.
Hello.
Yeah, James. What's on your mind this morning, sir?
Well, I was just interested in listening at the metrics that you all use it in justifying Jeff Sessions' termination of McCabe.
Sure.
Someone said that, you know, if this was a corporate situation and someone was stealing, that's contextually wrong and totally misleading. If there was a problem with what McCabe done, why was that not legal charges brought against him? And charge him, you know, like you should, and take him to a court of law.
Well, listen to this. Okay.
Every metric that you're using right now has everything to do with political bias, and it has absolutely nothing to do with considering the fact that this man did do all that he's done for this country, in the service of this country.
Are you at
this
all
guy arbitrarily? Now,
James, are you at all interested in the answer to your question?
Well, I just want you to understand what I'm asking.
So, in other words, you just want to talk.
Answer the question, please.
Okay. According to the official statement that was put out by the DOJ, Sessions fired McCabe based on a recommendation from the FBI's Office of Professional Responsibility, which came from the Inspector General Howitzer's investigation. The investigation claimed that McCabe, quote, authorized the disclosure of sensitive information to a Wall Street Journal reporter about the investigation into the Clinton Foundation, which is a violation of FBI policy and is specifically mentioned as a fireable offense. A lack of cadence is a fireable offense if you're an FBI agent.
All right, let me ask you this, okay? All right, so if we have accused someone of something, don't we have the responsibility of providing the proof of what we are accusing someone of before?
Yes, and that was done through the office of the Inspector General. That's what an investigation is. They went through the investigation. They came to a conclusion. That was the conclusion they reached. And based on that, Sessions made the decision to fire McCabe.
Sir, you know, I've listened at how this thing is being spun for a little while. And everything that I get from this is totally a political ploy. I mean,
I just gave you the reason.
Yeah, you're giving me a reason that you're saying this. Everything still is circumstantial. Did you prove it? Where is the proof to the people?
In the Inspector General's investigation.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
The IG worked for them. The IG, the president, Jeff Sessions worked for the people. Prove to the people what you're doing.
So in other words, you're not going to be satisfied with any answer that was given.
Sir?
In other words, you would not be satisfied with any answer that was given.
No, I would be satisfied with verifiable proof.
And that's what the Inspector General's investigation gave.
You should be able to prove that.
He did prove it. All right, we're talking in circles at this point, James. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Miss Ann on line three. Good morning.
Taylor.
Yes, ma'am.
Taylor, good morning. The statement that you read about the findings from the committee that you just read,
Well, not the committee. It's actually the Inspector General's investigation.
That group made that recommendation in January, back in January now. Now, if that was the finding in January, why didn't Jeff Sessions fire him then? Because
those findings were not available in January. The investigation started in January. The results just came out this Friday.
That's what they publicized. That back when the reporter, now
That's not a publication, Miss Ann. That's the truth. An investigation has a beginning and then it has an end, where they give the findings to the DOJ.
This is what I'm saying. Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, has called for the hearing on Attorney General Jeff Sessions to decide whether firing is justifiable. He says the people, the average American people, I think we owe it to the American people to have a hearing in the Judicial Committee where Mr. Sessions, Attorney General Sessions, comes forward with whatever documentation he has about the firing and give Mr. McCabe has a chance to defend himself.
I've got no problem with that.
I believe when it comes to this issue, we need as much transparency as possible to make sure it wasn't political. It's politically motivated.
I concur.
And he feels that it's politically motivated because at this time, and that's why I lost confidence in our Senator, Mr. Sessions, Attorney General Sessions, because I thought he was always an upstanding person. He should have fired him in January. But you wait 48 hours before the man is to retire.
Miss Ann, you can't fire someone.
To figure this out.
Well, hang on, Miss Ann. You can't fire somebody just based on suspicion. They had to go through the investigation process to
this
actually
man
find.
Started back in January, Caitlin.
The investigation started back then.
Back in December.
It did. There were no conclusions drawn. You can't just say, "Okay, we suspect that he might be involved with this. Okay, let's just fire him." They have to actually go through a process of looking
process
into whether or not it's
been,
true.
All that conclusion could have been done back in December, January. It still, to me, is suspect. You can turn it any way you want to do it, and that's your privilege. But I still say, when the Judicial Committee gets finished with this, we'll see. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Miss Ann. I appreciate it. I always appreciate your call. Now, this is one thing that I do find slightly ironic about it, because you've got two people that disagree with McCabe's firing. They're coming at it from completely different angles in James and Miss Ann that just called in. One of them saying, well, you can't just fire a guy based on suspicion. And then the next one saying they should have fired him based solely on suspicion back in January. So I think the people that have a problem with McCabe being fired are just they're having a hard time staying on one message there. But nonetheless, I did think that was a little bit humorous that they one was saying don't fire him based on suspicion, even though they're actually now that the inspection has been concluded, even though now that has been concluded, we actually do have evidence and proof that he did that. And the other one was saying, well, they should have just fired him on suspicion back when he was suspected to have done something. But anyway, so that is what's going on. And I mean, James' question actually was a good question, even though I disagreed with it didn't seem that he was especially interested in the answer. But that is what happened, that Sessions had fired McCabe based on that recommendation from the FBI's Office of Professional Responsibility, which has been hailed by both sides as a largely nonpartisan group. The same thing with the Inspector General. Nobody's had a problem with the Inspector General and the job that he's been doing. Inspector General Howitz, when he was going through his investigation. And during this investigation, the actual findings of the investigation were that he was essentially, as a FBI agent in his official capacity, leaking sensitive information to the Wall Street Journal, a reporter, a contact that he had there, about the investigation into the Clinton Foundation. He was giving information that was not public record yet. So he was leaking that information back then, and that's what the investigation wound up finding. And after that, after all that had taken place, McCabe also lied about the leak, according to both the Washington Post and the New York Times. Neither one of those exactly hailed as conservative news outlets. The Washington Post and the New York Times, they may not be as liberal as it gets. I mean, they're not the Huffington Post, but pretty far on the left and very well known for that. So, you know, this isn't like something that's coming from The Blaze or Daily Wire or something like that. That's coming straight from the New York Times and the Washington Post saying that McCabe lied under oath, saying that he did not speak to a Wall Street Journal reporter. So there were a multitude of reasons that this guy was suspect. I know that people, you know, feel bad for him not getting his pension. I don't feel bad for him not getting his pension because he broke the rules. If you're not going to do the job that you're assigned to do, if you're not going to do the job that you were hired to do, in my opinion, you should not also reap the rewards of said job. And he clearly broke the oath of his station, what he agreed to as an FBI officer in doing that. And it's important, too, that when you're looking at this story, to remember who Andrew McCabe is, because you can look at this specific charge, which they were able to prove. But let's look at all the other stuff kind of surrounding Andrew McCabe and some of the stuff that he's been involved in. Now, a lot of people have pointed out, and I think that it is not unfair to point out, that his wife is a Democrat that holds office in Virginia, and that Hillary Clinton's campaign gave a lot of money to her campaign. And then all of a sudden, you know, not too far down the line, Andrew McCabe, who was one of the lead officers working on the Clinton investigation, just kind of wound up with after the tarmac incident with Loretta Lynch. Now, he wasn't involved in that specifically, but just 3 days after the tarmac incident, Comey essentially said that we're not going to press any charges, and extreme recklessness was the only thing that he could bring up that was a problem in the Clinton email scandal. Now, he, again, wasn't involved directly in that, but he was involved in the investigation into the Clinton Foundation, and there was nothing found there either, even though I think that he should have, I personally think that he should have recused himself, considering that his wife had actually gotten donations from the Clinton campaign. And let's not forget, too, in this part, he was directly involved in. In fact, he was not only involved, he was the head of the investigation. He was the head of the investigation into Anthony Weiner. You remember Anthony Weiner, who ran for mayor of New York and is married to Huma Abedin, who is the number two person in the Clinton campaign, one of Hillary Clinton's closest political cohorts and advisors. And he found emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop that came from the Clinton server, the one that she set up to keep prying eyes off of her emails and set up that private server. He found those emails about 3 weeks before the investigation was reopened. Why was that investigation not reopened? Because you hear the Democrats complain all the time about when the investigation was reopened. And to be honest, if the shoe were on the other foot, you can't tell me that Donald Trump people would not be incredibly upset at an investigation being launched about, what was that, I think 8 days before Election Day? So why did Comey do that? Well, because what was happening is that Andrew McCabe was in charge of the Weiner investigation. He saw those emails and knew about them, and knew that they were emails that could have that were on the Clinton server and could have been new emails that had not surfaced yet, because of course Hillary Clinton deleted a bunch of them. He knew that, and despite that, did not tell anybody, didn't alert Comey, didn't alert anybody that was working on the Clinton email scandal, did not bring it up for 3 weeks. And Comey only found out about it from one of the lower-ranking officers. He didn't find out about it from McCabe. So presumably, what was going on is that Andrew McCabe was sitting on that information until after Election Day, which was not his decision to make. So I've been suspicious of McCabe for a long time now, even before Trump took office. And that was incredibly sketchy. Seems weird to me that somebody whose wife was getting all this money from the Clinton campaign all of a sudden took it upon himself to just not bring up the fact that her emails were on Anthony Weiner's laptop. And furthermore, because let's remember this too, Andrew McCabe's name is on the FISA warrants that use the Steele dossier. You remember the Steele dossier, the one that was funded by the Clinton campaign, the Russians, so on and so forth, specifically done as opposition research to Donald Trump. And that was actually used as the premise of the Trump investigation. That was the main piece of evidence that they had. In fact, it was the only piece of evidence that they had, because their only other source specifically referenced the Steele dossier. But if you're looking back on that, it was Andrew McCabe's signature, his handwriting, and his name. He's the one that signed off on one of those FISA warrants. They had to renew the FISA warrant 4 times, and I believe his name was on at least one of them. I know for a fact it was on at least one of them. I believe Comey was the one that signed off on the other 3. But the point is, even though they knew that that Steele dossier was opposition research, and based on the initial findings, the memo that we saw, it does not appear that they relayed that information to the judge in the FISA court. Despite that, it was his name that authorized that and applied for a new FISA warrant against the Trump campaign so that they could spy on the Trump campaign, presumably. So there's all kinds of reasons to be suspect of Andrew McCabe. I'm actually surprised that this is the thing that wound up getting him fired as opposed to everything else. 860-1440. We'll be right back.
Tactics with Caleb Colquitt. Every weekday from 9 to 11. Only on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com.